your brain's working. Your knowledge is cause and effect, right? That's why you're silly, because you're not stuck to the effect. This is what he brings it in. Let's see why. Yes?
With causes, you're forgetful of the causer.
Aha! You know what the cause is, right? And when we go back, you know that every cause is the effect of another cause, right? It's a chain. But you never think of the first ring of this chain, do you? Because you cannot. The only thing we see is this continuum. The best example is life itself. What is life? There is no way you understand what life is, because you don't know the beginning of life. Do you? No? Because we have never seen, we cannot see something which is not alive become alive. Life happened once on the earth, just once, so many million years ago. And all of us are the same life, aren't we? You see how much Rumi didn't know this. Remember, in his time, they looked differently. But now we know it better. There are a lot of stuff that we know, but we don't know really. Here you'll say, you silly fellow, let me tell you how silly it is, the cause and effect. Because I go back and back and back, and simply there is a point that you don't know what to do. Because that's the first one, you don't know what it is, and you cannot go back. You're stuck. What do you do? Oh, recently they think that it came from someone else, as if someone else has started. So what? Life is that magical, but we don't know it, right? Here he will say, you are silly because you believe in cause and effect. Therefore, you don't understand the magic. Do you want me to show you something which has no cause? How about Mozart's music? Is there any cause over there? The guy will say, I don't know, something plays in my mind. That music arrives in him. Do you remember that? Do you remember the best statue I always talk about? They were brought a piece of stone successfully to Rome, because a lot of them will break in the bringing. It's a big piece of stone, and it should be gifted to Pope. And Pope called guys to come and watch it, and he wanted to give it to Leonardo da Vinci. Somebody told Michelangelo. Michelangelo Buonarroti arrived. He was a young guy. Da Vinci was old. He looked around, jumped on the top of the stone, looked around and said, this stone is mine. He couldn't be refused. They gave it to him. Pope asked him, why? He said, I saw the statue in it. When he finished, how did he do it? He said, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch even the statue. I just got rid of the stuff which was surrounding it. He saw it in the stone. That's how it is. So where is cause and effect? Cause and effect is the simple stuff. Now we know that even microscopic level They don't follow cause and effect. They do something else. Yes.
With causes, you are forgetful of the causer. Hence, you are inclining towards these veils. When causes are gone, you will beat your head and cry many a time, O our Lord, O our Lord.
Rabbana, Rabbana. Yeah.
The Lord will say, betake thyself to the cause. How hast thou remembered my work?
When the cause and effect are working for you, you believe in cause and effect. When they shut up, suddenly you become a believer and you cry to God. And you say, go to the cause and effect. Because, yes, there is cause and effect, but there is a causer. The first one who started it and who made it like this. Do you remember? He put a lot of law. First, he ordered that no copying. So, every single atom in this universe... No, atom is funny. Let's go to quarks. They have attitude. Each one of them. And there is seven of them. One of them is the crazy one. Because we don't even understand it. You know, first it was three quarks. It was simple. Because one of them was nonsense. Because it was small. Two were up and down. Okay, we realize that the difference is this. Two up, one down, or two down, one up. One is hydrogen, one is helium. The only difference is that. Then we go smaller and smaller. We find the middle one, the right, the left, the crazy one, the single one. I don't know. We don't know after that. None are similar. And this is a lesson to us to understand. When you're looking at a fellow, don't look at the physique of that fellow. Because that's judging the book by the cover. First of all, even if you know the inside it, you should then judge it, because first of all, that one is unique. Even if he is the dumbest fellow on the earth, it's unique, so it's worth it a lot. The second one, do you remember? No singularity. Coupling together. This is how matter and antimatter, they coupled together and vanished. The exception was additional matter is what we have. All these rules are made. Or it just happened that every single molecule did the same thing? We're talking about subatomic particles, which are billions and billions and billions and zillions, but they are following the same rule. Who is the ruler? You never think about it. You see, that's one of the problems. We aim that point that we could find him. And some of us succeeded as a proof. Yes?
He says, henceforth I will behold thee entirely. I will not look towards the cause and that deception. He will reply to him, thy case is, if they were sent back, they would surely return to what they were forbidden to do.
Oh, there's one word over there, that deception. That deception, in Persian, is damdame. And damdame is much more than deception. First of all, dam is this, breathing. Damdame means every breath, something that will be repeated again and again and again and again. Then, yes, deception and all of that. And these are all the causes. Because it's changing every single moment, you understand it differently, and you breathe, you bring it out, and it's a trick and deception. Yes?
But I will not regard that. I will show mercy. My mercy is abounding. I will be intent on mercy.
What do you think about that? God told him that, oh, you silly guy, you were talking about the cause and effect. Go and find it. But, there is always but, because he is being explained with the word Rahman. Remember Rahman Rahim? You say, I have that Rahman, and I'm full of that. Therefore, I will do that Rahmat. This is what we believe we hear. Because you are not the best, but he is the best forgiver. Because he knows everything, and we don't know everything, period. Yes?
I will not regard thy bad promise. I, from loving kindness, will bestow thee the gift at this moment, since thou art calling unto me. The caravan were amazed at his deed. O Muhammad, O thou that hast the nature of the sea, what is this? Thou hast made a small water skin and veil. Thou hast drowned it, both Arabs and Kurds.
Yeah, okay, what was Kurd doing there? Nothing. But he wanted to expand it. Suddenly, there are Arabs and the Kurds. But before that, he said there was a word, nature, has the nature of the sea. In Persian, it's not nature of the sea, it's attitude of the sea, it's khulq, it's not nature, it's attitude of the sea. So at the end, they say, Muhammad, you have the attitude of the sea, bringing the water. This is what he did, right? We're talking about his wisdom. What happened? This was the first part of the magic. Explain what? Explain that the Prophet knows where the source of the water is, even in the future, and could send you there. And what these enlightened fellows, the purified fellows, are giving you, there is no talk about the volume, because by use this water doesn't reduce, even expand, because that's what the river of knowledge is, right? This was only the first part, and soon you will learn that this was not important, really.
How he miraculously filled the slave's water skin with water from the unseen world and made the face of that Negro slave white by permission of God Most High.
Ah. The second paragraph talks about another kind of the magic, which is this, that black fellow, that Negro, becomes white. Imagining it is very difficult. I remember in childhood, I was thinking that, okay, this Muhammad, if he made that guy white, why didn't he make himself white? He's not white. I was punished, don't worry about it. By a teacher. But here it is that now the Prophet will change this black fellow to white. This black fellow is a slave, remember? Ah, white and black. What's the difference? Next step. This white fellow will go back to his village, right? His master doesn't recognize him and say, hey, what happened to my slave? And say, I'm listening. No, you killed my slave. Also torture, and the son will say, this is my slave. Then what happens? All the members of that village.